Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're really zeroing in on Veracity, that's VRA.
Yep, the crypto project playing in that ad tech space.
Exactly. And there have been some pretty significant changes announced recently. So our goal today is to unpack those, figure out what they actually mean for VRA going forward.
Right. We'll be digging into the specifics, mainly their proof of view or POV migration plans, and also a really key update on the total token supply.
And for you listening, the mission, as always, is to cut through the jargon.
Yeah, we want to give you a clear picture of these shifts in VRA's tokenomics, what the potential effects could be without, you know, getting lost in the weeds, just the essential understanding.
Okay, sounds good. Let's jump into this POV migration first then. Our sources are pointing towards Q2 2025.
That's the timeline they've given, yeah. Second quarter 2025.
And this involves moving, what is it, around 90 billion POV marker tokens?
That's the number, yeah. A huge amount, moving them off Ethereum.
Onto a new token on the Tron blockchain. So what's the thinking behind that? Why this move?
Well, it seems they're setting up this dual token system. It's quite interesting.
Dual token, yeah.
Yeah, so think of it like this. The new tokens on Tron, they're purely for the ad verification side, proving views, basically. That's their whole job.
Ah, so that's the proof of view part, specifically on Tron.
Exactly. It's designed for that on-chain transparency for advertisers. Could be a big draw for businesses needing that specific proof.
And the original VRA token, the one everyone trades.
That stays on Ethereum?
Yeah.
It remains the main utility token for, you know, staking, maybe other ecosystem features down the line.
So two separate tokens, two different chains, two distinct purposes.
Pretty much. It does add maybe a bit more complexity, but it also allows them to tailor each token, potentially.
Okay, but back to that 90 billion number. That's massive. When these POV tokens migrate, how does that affect the VRA supply that people track on, say, CoinMarketCap?
Right, that's the crucial part. Mm-hmm. And it's a really key clarification they've made. According to their roadmap, their official statements, once those POV tokens are on Tron, they are no longer counted in the total supply figures for the VRA token on Ethereum.
Ah, I see. So they're effectively removed from the VRA metrics we usually look at.
Exactly. It's like a clean separation in terms of supply accounting.
Got it. So it's not like 90 billion new VRA are suddenly hitting Tron. It's a different type of token entirely being moved and reclassified.
Precisely. They were always intended as markers, but their inclusion in total supply figures caused, well, a lot of confusion.
I bet. One of our sources actually called this a supply-side revolution for VRA. That feels like strong wording, but maybe accurate.
It's definitely a major shift in perception, yeah. You could almost think of that 90 billion as this sort of overhang, this perceived weight on VRA supply.
Right.
Moving them off-chain, from VRA's perspective, makes the picture much clearer. And maybe more attractive for people focused on scarcity.
And we also saw those big token burns recently, didn't we? Apparently. Around 10 billion VRA.
We did, about 10 billion, yeah. And that really looks like them tidying up, preparing for this new reality of a fixed, smaller supply, a deliberate move.
Okay, which leads us straight into the next major point. The actual supply cap for VRA. It's now set at around 10 billion.
That's right. The sources confirm it. VRA's effective total supply is now capped at approximately 10 billion tokens.
And that's a huge drop from the, like, 110 billion number that used to float around when those POV markers were included.
A massive drop. And you can see this reflected now on places like CoinMarketCap, the circulating supply, the total supply. It's all aligning around that 10 billion figure.
So this removes that uncertainty, that fear of this huge chunk of tokens potentially flooding the market someday?
Exactly. What you see is basically what you get now. All the VRA that will exist is roughly these 10 billion tokens on Ethereum.
A true hard cap, finally.
Yep. Clears up a lot of the ambiguity that was definitely holding it back, perception-wise.
Okay, but the story doesn't stop just with the cap, right? They're also talking about deflationary tokenomics. What does that mean in practice for someone holding VRA?
Good question. So first off, they've committed to no new VRA being created.
Yeah.
No minting after this migration stuff is done.
Right. So the 10 billion is the absolute max forever.
Correct. But then on top of that, they're planning these discretionary quarterly burns.
These burns, meaning they destroy tokens.
Yes. Taking VRA from their own reserves or maybe even using platform revenues and just removing them from circulation permanently.
Okay. And that earlier 10 billion burn we mentioned, was that part of the strategy?
That seemed like a major upfront demonstration of this commitment. Yeah, a big signal about focusing on value for existing holders.
So just to simplify for, you know, for the learner tuning in, Deflationary means the total number of VRA tokens is planned to actually decrease over time.
That's the idea. It will either shrink through burns or at worst stay flat at that 10 billion cap because no new ones are being made.
That's quite different from a lot of cryptos that inflate over time.
It is. And it's often seen as a positive by investors worried about their holdings losing value due to inflation.
Now, another piece seems to be incentivizing holding VRA, the staking program. Looks like that's been extended.
It has, yeah. Good news for stakers. The 15% APY program through their Vera wallet.
15%, that's still quite high.
It is, and they've extended it right through to March 31st, 2026.
Wow, okay, and that pays out daily, roughly.
Yeah, it works out to about 0.041% yield each day if you're staked.
So connecting this back to the supply, if lots of people are staking for that 15%, what does that do to the VRA available on exchanges?
Well, it takes it off the exchanges, right? If participation is high, a significant chunk of VRA gets locked up in Vera Wallet.
Reducing the circulating supply even further.
Exactly. Less VRA available to trade. So if demand picks up for whatever reason,
that reduced supply could amplify any price movement upwards. Scarcity.
That's the potential dynamic, yes. And the fact you're keeping that 15% rate without needing to inflate the total supply, it suggests they're pretty confident in their model.
Okay, it definitely seems like the market has been reacting to all these developments. We saw a pretty noticeable price jump recently.
We did, yeah. Early May 2025, VRA saw quite a surge, something like 30% in a day and maybe 65% over that week.
Wow. And that timing lines up perfectly with the supply cap news and the migration updates becoming clearer.
It really does. There was an analyst on X, formerly Twitter, who pointed directly to the supply cap, the staking extension, and a new Bybit futures listing as catalysts.
What did they say?
Something like, "Veracity is leveling up in crypto, ad tech, bullish momentum building." Mm. Captures the sentiment pretty well.
And the trading volume exploded too, right?
Oh, absolutely. The 24-hour volume hit around $43 million.
Which is huge compared to its market cap at the time. What was that, like $28, $30 million?
Exactly. Volume exceeding market cap often signals really intense interest in activity. Even though VRA was down year-to-date before that, this rally suggests maybe a turning point as these tokenomics changes lock in.
Okay, let's just quickly nail down the key metrics for people listening. Around early May 2025, price was hovering near 0.000030s.
Yep, around that mark.
Circulating supply on CoinMarketCap, reflecting the change, about 9.62 billion VRA.
That's right, putting the market cap around $29 million, still very much a microcap.
And the fully diluted cap, now much more meaningful, just slightly higher, around $30 million because most tokens are circulating.
And that clarity on the fully diluted value is so important.
Why is that?
Because now, you know, a price of, say, 1 cent for VRA clearly means a $100 million market cap.
Hmm.
Before, with the 110 billion number clouding things, it was much harder to make those kinds of simple valuation connections. It provides a solid base.
Right. Makes sense. Now, to help us really understand the potential impact of these supply dynamics, our sources bring up a comparison. Polygon, Matic, and its big run in 2020-2021.
Yeah, that's a great case study to look at. Really relevant.
So what are the parallels? Polygon also had a fixed supply.
It did. 10 billion tokens, maximum supply, right from the start, just like VRA's new cap.
Okay. But were all 10 billion Matic circulating during its big price run?
No, and that's a key point. During that bull run phase, maybe only around 7.5 billion were actually circulating. The rest were locked up in vesting contracts.
Vesting. So they were released gradually over time.
Exactly. There was a schedule, unlocking tokens, up until sometime in 2022, I think. It was predictable. People knew when more supply was coming.
So investors weren't worried about a sudden massive dump of tokens.
Right. That predictability helps build confidence. Now, VRA's situation post-migration is actually even tighter. In a way.
How so?
Because essentially 100% of VRA's 10 billion supply will already be circulating. There are no major vesting unlocks scheduled as far as we know. What you see is what you get.
Okay, so fixed supply is one parallel. What about staking? Did that play a role for Matic?
Oh, definitely. A very large portion of the circulating Matic was staked on the network, you know, for security and earning rewards.
How much are we talking?
At times it was like 30%, maybe even 40% of the circulating supply locked up in staking.
Wow, so that dramatically reduced the amount actually available for trading on exchanges.
Hugely. And you can see the potential parallel with VRA's 15% staking reward, right?
Yeah,
if enough people lock up their VRA.
You could get a similar supply squeeze effect. Less available to buy, potentially pushing the price up if demand increases.
That's the dynamic, yeah.
Of course, for Matic, it wasn't just about supply. The demand side was exploding too. What drove that?
Massive adoption. The Polygon network itself just took off. DeFi, NFTs, gaming, tons of projects built on it. Tons of users flocked to it because it was faster and cheaper than Ethereum at the time.
So people needed Matic to actually use the network, pay transaction fees, interact with apps.
Exactly. That utility created huge organic demand for the token itself.
Now, Veracity's demand drivers are different. Ad tech, esports, video platforms.
Right, different sectors, but the core principle holds. If Veraviews, their ad tech, gets major adoption, or their other ventures take off,
that creates demand for VRA, meeting this newly capped and potentially shrinking supply.
Precisely. It's that fundamental equation. Limited effective supply plus growing demand. That's the core parallel with Matic's run.
Our sources also mentioned token burns for Polygon. Did they do that too?
They did, a bit later on. Once the network was more mature, around 2021, 2022, they implemented a fee-burning mechanism, a bit like Ethereum's EIP-2559.
So a portion of the transaction fees paid in Matic was destroyed?
Yes, permanently removed from circulation. That made Matic potentially deflationary over the long term, especially after all the vesting was complete.
So VRA is achieving a similar outcome, net supply shrinkage, but through these planned quarterly burns instead of an automatic fee burn.
Right. Different mechanism, similar deflationary theme. Fixed supply plus active reduction.
Okay, so we have the fixed supply, the staking reducing available tokens, the deflationary aspect. What about just the market psychology? Did Matic's story help its price?
Absolutely. That clear narrative, only 10 billion Matic ever, and real projects are using it. That's powerful. It creates a sense of scarcity, of urgency, of inherent value.
Investors like predictability and scarcity.
They often do, yeah. Sound tokenomics, as they call it. Veracity is now positioned with a much stronger narrative in that sense. Only 10 billion VRA, and it's shrinking. That's much clearer than before.
And removing that 90 billion Paul B. cloud, that must lift a psychological weight, too.
Definitely. It removes a major point of confusion and potential FUD fear, uncertainty, doubt that might have kept some investors away.
Okay, so let's tie this all together for VRA. Why does this whole overhaul matter to you, the listener? It sounds like it marks a pretty distinct new chapter for Veracity.
I think it does. A chapter defined by, scarcity and much better transparency.
And for investor confidence.
It should be a significant boost. Knowing that 10 billion cap is real, that there isn't some massive hidden supply, it makes valuation modeling much more straightforward.
Like with Matic, knowing the fully diluted number gave people a clearer target.
Exactly. Potential buyers now understand the maximum possible dilution, which is essentially zero new dilution. Mm. That's attractive. It reduces risk perception.
And this idea of Polygon-like dynamics, obviously VRA isn't Polygon. Different tech, different market.
Totally different, yes. But the mechanics of supply and demand could play out in a similar bullish way.
Meaning, if Veracity actually gets traction, partnerships, real growth in users or clients,
then the demand for VRA increases. And when that increased demand meets a supply that's capped at 10 billion and possibly even shrinking due to burns,
the price impact could be magnified. The classic crypto scarcity thesis?
That's the core idea. We saw Matic go from being a microcap, like VRA is now, to a multi-billion dollar project, partly fueled by those supply dynamics alongside its adoption. It shows what's possible if the adoption side clicks for Veracity.
And we already saw the market react positively to just the news of these changes.
We did, which naturally makes people think about previous price levels.
Right. The all-time high back in 2021 was around 8 cents, wasn't it?
Around there, yeah. Now, reaching that same 8 cent price with only 10 billion tokens
implies a much higher market cap than it did back when people thought there might be 110 million tokens.
Exactly. The same network value translates to a higher price per token when there are fewer tokens. Simple math, but powerful implications.
So while nobody can promise anything in crypto.
Absolutely not.
A combination of a new bull run, Veracity executing on its plans, and these tightened tokenomics, it makes revisiting those highs seem, more conceivable, perhaps.
It certainly strengthens the case, you could argue. The potential is clearer. And you definitely see discussions in the VRA community forums now about breaking that $1.08 level precisely because the supply picture has changed so dramatically.
Okay, but we need balance. Let's talk risks. This isn't a guaranteed path to riches.
Not at all. Firstly, the POV migration itself is complex. There could be delays, technical hitches. That's always a risk with big upgrades.
And VRA is still a small cap coin.
Which means higher volatility is baked in. Prices can swing wildly up and down.
And ultimately, success depends on them actually succeeding in the ad tech world, right? That's a tough market.
It's extremely competitive. They need real adoption, real clients using VeraViews for any of this tokenomic stuff to translate into sustained value. It can't just be speculation.
But to counter that slightly, this tokenomics revamp does seem to de-risk the inflation side of things significantly.
It does. It removes a major uncertainty and aligns the project better with token holders. It builds a more solid foundation, you could say, for any future growth to build upon.
Okay, so summing up our deep dive today. Veracity's move, capping the supply near 10 billion, migrating the POV tokens, committing to burns, it feels like a genuinely significant strategic shift.
It really does. It fundamentally changes the token's economic profile.
And drawing that parallel, maybe loosely, with Polygon's growth, shows how powerful tight supply dynamics can be when combined with adoption. This new scarcity and deflationary angle for VRA could have really substantial implications down the road.
That's a good way to put it. And maybe a final thought for you to consider listening in. What level of actual business success, what kind of adoption in ad tech would Veracity need to achieve to reach its old all-time high market cap with this new smaller 10 billion token supply?
Mm.
And if they did reach that same market cap value, what would the price per VRA token have to be given there are so fewer of them now? Something to mull over. Keep an eye on their official updates for the migration timing and watch the on-chain data to see these new tokenomics play out.
Definitely food for thought. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Thank you.
We'll catch you next time.